This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 67 for Thursday, September 19th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures are lower, but are trying to recover from overnight losses on Thursday morning as they glean support from comparable oils. The November canola contract sheds 40 cents at $582.70 per ton, and the January contract is down 50 cents at $595.20 per ton. The November contract slips below its 20-day moving average and remains well back of its other major resistance levels. There are gains in the Chicago soy complex and Malaysian palm oil, while European rapeseed is mostly higher. Crude oil is trying to improve its traction while lending support to the vegetable oils. The Canadian dollar is virtually unchanged on Thursday morning, with the loonie at 73.59 U.S. cents. The United States Department of Agriculture releases its export sales report for the week ending September 12th. Soybean export sales exceed market expectations at nearly 1.75 million tons, plus 8,400 tons of new crop. Although old crop soy meal sales incur a net reduction of 2,900 tons, new crop sales tally 283,000 tons and pull soy meal to within weekly estimates. Soy oil hits a marketing year high of 46,700 tons, soaring well above trade guesses. U.S. corn export sales exceed 847,000 tons, coming within market expectations. Wheat sales of more than 246,000 tons of old crop are short of trade forecasts, while the 11,500 tons of new crop are towards the end of expectations. The September report from the International Grains Council comes with very slight revisions on Thursday. Global wheat ending stocks inch up from the IGC's August report to 267 million tons, while the world corn carryover dips to 276 million tons. That for soybeans holds at 82 million tons. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are slightly higher on Thursday morning. The November contract adds 1 cent at $10.15 per bushel. December soy oil gains almost 2/3 of a cent at 40.95 cents per pound. December soy meal adds 70 cents at $322.10 per short ton. Also in Chicago, December corn loses a nickel at 4.08 per bushel. December oats increase 8.5 cents at 3.64. The U.S. wheat complex is lower as Chicago December falls 8 cents at 5.68. Kansas City December loses 8.5 cents at 5.70. And Minneapolis December pulls back 7 cents at 6.09. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Thursday morning, September 19th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.